So we saw the Rambam, that the love one has for Kodesh Baruch Hu is somehow tied into the knowledge one has about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. To the extent that a person understands Hashem, to that extent he can love him, and that's why we can avoid it, to know Hashem. Yedata hayoyim. Said when you love something, you have simcha with it. Kavonas adova v'yediyosem moilida av klapa. Understand something and having knowledge about something gives birth to love for the thing. Ve'etem lemadregas hayediya, to the extent, the level of the knowledge, kein tegodel ha'ava, so too will the love grow. The dugma, mishu yodaylen again, ugamo evlen again. Someone who's very good musician. He's a master violinist, enjoys playing the violin. You give me a violin to play, it's not called kach enjoyable, not for me or the people around. It's, you know, you're good for a bit, but if you don't know how to do it, you'll dump it.
I used to play cello like that.
Oh, I play the guitar like that. So I play a little bit because I can play a little bit. After 10 minutes, I need a shamemli and you give it away. But I had a friend who could sit for hours and hours playing that toy. Lovely. It was so good. You enjoy photography? Yeah, because you're good at it. I can take pictures. How many pictures can you take? You know what I'm saying? Get a guy as a mumcha, whatever. He enjoys it.
One spot to hold it.
Someone understands all the secrets of business and whatever, and buying and selling, enjoys it. Klala shel dover. Adam oyves mashu mitmatzebo. Person loves what he's good at, what he enjoys. Kol she tegodel havanosoi, tegodel havosoi. To the extent that his knowledge grows, so too the love will grow. If we want, therefore, to acquire what we're calling avas atzmeinu, love of ourselves, the Avram Avinu type of, we'll see what that means. There's a treif self-love and there's a kosher self-love. We'll look at them soon. Aleinu lahakir heitiv es atzmeinu uladas mi onu. We have to take some time out to get to really know ourselves and know who we are properly. If you go to the idea, cut the go to the ava, be it for ava to simcha, should I ava my leader simcha. When we understand who we really are, the love of ourselves will grow, and then the simcha will grow. And as we saw yesterday, it's also a caveat for loving everybody else. When time of ava sats menu, who dova move on ma'alov, you look at sorry, man, ava klap at menu. Loving ourselves is something you have to teach people. Everybody loves himself, it's possible. Who doesn't love himself? You know, the whole book telling me how to love myself? Everyone loves himself. That's the biggest problem we've got. Yes, okay. But from the very young, we're taught that we have a natural predisposition to love ourselves. And that's not good. You've got to take your feelings or whatever. You've got to help other people and do good for other people. We're not selfish. A child's born selfish and he's slowly educated to think about other people, not about himself. Now you're coming and telling me that the whole foundation of our avodas Hashem is because I've got to love myself. But they told me in Kitta Gimel is not a good thing. So what are you talking about this? So we have two questions. First of all, it's a double move on. You've got to love yourself, and we do love ourselves. And second, why is that good? Not just good, why is that the pinnacle? When you have a pella, very amazing. Very, very few people love themselves. Most people don't love themselves, they don't know themselves. Because as we've explained, to the extent that you understand something, you'll come to love it. Adam she'eni yodeya mihu, einu mesugal oyev es atzmoy. Shevada einu musuga lismoich batzman, therefore he can't enjoy and have simcha just from the mere fact that he exists. If he was on a deserted island for a couple of years, it would be torture. And by the way, the solitary confinement is a big torture for certain people. Most people, ruba de ruba, that's not such a torture. But somebody who's really in touch with himself and loves himself and is in touch with who he really is, he's on a deserted island, he's fantastic, he's great, mabaya. Miller used to say, you have to train yourself to be alone, because that's the greatest thing that a person can do, is when he's alone. So counter the world we live in. Adam Shani Adam Nihu Ainu Musugaras Naiva Satsmoy, and therefore can't have simcha. Amna Madvarim Niri Muzorim Bamuskal Rishon. Check out the resistance. It's a bit weird this, no? Sounds a bit strange. I'm gonna know myself, I'm gonna love myself, and then I'll have simcha in myself. Ulamameshech Hadvarim Vesatin Ishmaim Yelchu is Baruch. As we go further, they'll become clarified and understand this better. But Bamuskal Rishon, you're right, it sounds a bit weird. Someone still remembers what that looks like, someone has this experience. An hour, let's not say Chai has an hour, half an hour, of Manuchas HaNefesh V'Yishuv HaDas. A tranquil, meditative moment. And ask yourself, Mi Ani? Nevochach L'Das Ki Anu Mitkashim L'Agdim Mi Anachnu. Maybe stop here for 15 minutes and let everybody go off into their corner and ask themselves, Mi Ani? And then write out a brief definition and then come back and tell us what everybody wrote. But it will spare you the torture. Hitragalnu levatel es atzmeinu l'Hashem Yisparach. La'avodosoy l'kiyum mitzvayisof. We'll define ourselves around the fact that we're somehow connected to Hashem. We have the Eved Hashem, we Kaimetzes, Lasvet Tzoynev and Limut Torosoy, we serve Hashem, we Jews, we Tzomig Yishazu, Anachnu Mazim Etz Atzmeinu Tamit Chachelik Migorim Noisef. We're always defining ourselves based on some pre-existing cause. Or Kekshurim Lepu'ula Kol Shuhu. Or we somehow tied into some action. The dogma, Mi ani Yudi Mamin. Ani mitpalel, ani loyma, ani oiv, ani soina, ani mitnaged. I'm from the misnagdim. I'm from the chasidim. I'm always relating to something. And that's we're talking holy definitions. Now, I'm a lawyer. You ever heard that one? I'm a lawyer. How do you do that? What were you before you were a lawyer? No, I was adolescent, and I was a child. And was, what are you talking about? I'm not a lawyer. That's what you do for a living. That's what I asked you. I asked you, who? Mi ani? Who are you? That's what you work at. None of this answers the question, who am I? Mi hu ani neto. Everybody knows what neto is? Neto is neto, huh? And it sounds like neto.
After tax.
Neto is take everything away. Who am I? Bli pule, bli schreiches, bli talut begreirim chitzoinu. Without what am I doing and who am I related to and some external causation. And so it's kasha lanu lahagdir. Very hard. Try to do it. Take 2 minutes out and try and just think about this. How are you going to define yourself if you strip everything away? What am I left with when I strip everything away? You don't know?
Not a lot.
You see, it's a lot. It's massive. But nothing starts without this. Da es atzmecha. You know yourself. Is the subject, the important subject. Shevur b'prokim abonim, we're going to discuss in the coming prokim. It's quite likely that it's going to be drawn out long and not short. So We're going to have another thing that we don't have, and that's called savlanut. The truth is, we all have lots of savlanut, we just don't have time. Baruch, you agree? You've got, you have to go through this with savlanut. Because to the extent that we get to know ourselves, we'll love ourselves, but it's not a simple subject.
I don't understand one thing. Well, a lot of
you're
things.
You're lucky,
a lot of things. But one thing doesn't. Why is it so clear that if you get to know yourself, you're going to love yourself? Maybe it's going to be the opposite.
What's the makor of the Rambam?
No. I'm saying somebody, by knowing himself, might understand or might realize that actually he's not what he wants to be and he hates himself. Really.
Good. Sarah, we'll see that. Then he hasn't found himself. Then he's not so many things. Then he's looking at himself, lafi, his pa'ulas and his actions and what he does and what he doesn't do. That's not who you are. Who are you neto? That's what you're trying to find out.
I understand what you're saying. I'm still not
there's
clear.
Nothing not to love at that point.
Okay.
I see you haven't been there.
No, I'm not asking.
Because if you'd been there, you wouldn't have asked this question.
I'm not asking for myself.
Who are you asking for? Your friend? Who are you asking for?
I think I have very clear who am I and what's my purpose in life.
What's your purpose in life is not what we're asking. That's already second. Who am I neto? That means that's what my purpose in life is.
At the end of the day, who you are, it also has to do with what's your purpose in life.
Not this. Not this. Knowing your purpose in life is ma'ot chashuv.
The only thing
but
that
I'm
really
way before
different.
That. I'm long before that. We're talking about something that happens long before purpose.
But you realize that at the end of the day, the only thing that really makes me different from you is what's my potential.
I'm not talking about any of that. It comes a million light years after what I'm talking about. Not me, what he's talking about. Me and me happens a trillion years before potential, purpose, importance, mission. At the point I'm talking about here, that's irrelevant.
Okay.
You have to reverse back many, 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 many kilometers to get to what he's talking about. And that's why we said it's going to take a long time. Sorry? You just said. That's what we're going to be explaining in the Sefer, but it's not short, it's long, and you have to have a lot of patience.
It'd be similar to like a piece of land that you build a house on, and you have to dig down deep and take everything away before you can start building. And have a good solid piece of land, and then you can start building on it.
That muscle works for you for now? No, I'm asking, that works for you? No, I'm serious. Okay, fine, so hold on to it. I don't know if it works for me because I have another muscle, but I don't want to mess up you with my muscles. If your muscle works for you, stick with it. And you'll have to adapt it and work it as we go weiter. But if that's what's working for you now, hold on to it. Good. No, it's not wrong. It's personal.
Yes, what am I?
I don't know how to relate to that muscle, but I can hear where you're coming
what
from.
Am I?
No, it's fine.
Can you give us like a peek?
Choshev la'isif. It's important to add. Chayenu benuim b'ma'ein meshulash shebekat kodei netzovim anachlu. Our lives are built on a triangle. See what he means. Misham mitpatzel yechaseinu el achutz. From the pinnacle of the triangle, from the pyramid, our life spreads out externally. L'shteinu kudot merkaziot, to two central points. היחס שלנו לקדוש ברוך הוא והיחס שלנו אל זולסינו. The relationship we have with Hashem and the relationship we have with our fellow man, as we mentioned yesterday. Nitzel lehagdi zois pemilim aboim, reish ha-mashulash hu bein adam la'atzmoi, the top pyramid is you and yourself. And from there it goes down to the other two points of the pyramid, or the triangle, I mean. The relationship that Adam has, l'koinoi u'klapiv yonah bein adam ha-chaveiru. Klal yosoid izeh lo'im dimanu mishneseinu shal hilal ha-zokin v'lebi akiv. Hilal ha-zokin and Rabbi Akiva. Hilal ha-zokin oime lo yisagoy shebolit gaye ki kol ha-toyre kula al regal achasi. Hilal teaches the goy that comes to be magaya al regal achas. He teaches him mad al chasani l'chavecha lo savit. What you find hateful, what you find despicable, don't do to your friend. You want someone to listen to you, don't interrupt. You want someone to be nice to you and be considerate, you be nice to him and be considerate. Whatever you don't want people to do to you, don't do to other people. Simple. Now go learn. Now there's a whole Shas Badmi, Yerushalmi, go learn all the commentaries. Rabbi Kiva, I may Yosef Yosef, for after Recha Kamaicha, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Toyra. Rabbi Kiva saying anything different to him? So I'll give you a lesson, he has to be. There's no two Tanoim that ever said the same thing. Hillel said what he said, and Rabbi Kiva said what he said, and they're not the same thing. Otherwise, Rabbi Kiva, who came after Hillel, wouldn't have had to say it. It's already been said. That principle of Torah already has been revealed, and I don't need to say it. Nochem Ish Gomzu said, Gamzu L'Toiva. And Rabbi Akiva said, Kol Ma David Rachmona L'Tovavit. We think it's the same thing, it's not. What did Rabbi Kiva come along and have to sort of rephrase Nochem Ish Gomzu's statement for? It's a Tanoim. They're different things. Says Rashi, Reyecha v'Reya Vicha al Tazoif. What's for after Recha Kamoicha? Love your fellow man, like you love yourself. What does Rashi say? The friend and the friend of your fathers don't leave alone. What are you talking about, Rashi? It says for after Recha Kamoicha, you're going to love your fellow man like yourself. I've got to love Baruch like I love myself. Well, what's Rashi telling me? Reyecha v'Reya Vicha al Tazoif, Reyecha Zeh Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rashi tells me, "After Recha Kamoicha, the Rei in After Recha Kamoicha Hashem, Al Tavur Al Dvorov. Don't go against his words. You know why? Shalecha Snua Shiyavu Chavrecha Al Dvorecha. Same way you hate it when you ask somebody to do something that I'd listen to you, right? So don't do to your best friend Hashem what you don't want someone to do to you. So if he asks you to do something, do it. The same way as if you ask somebody to do something, you want them to do it for you. That's how Rashi learns Tshativ after Recha Kamoicha. That's not what they taught you in Gan. Loshan Acha. Chaver Chamamish. No, your actual flesh and blood friend. You're going Gzeira, Gneiva, Nir, Vareva, Mitzvahs. There's two re'echos in v'after recha kamoicha. There's Hashem, and there's your fellow Jew. Lana v'asad vorim. So let's take one more step. Kol ha-Torah kula regal achas kluba mitzvahs. The whole Torah is included in this mitzvah of after recha kamoicha. That's what's klal gadol b'Torah. Why is it klal gadol b'Torah? There are a lot of important klalim in the Torah. Why is this one the biggest? After Recha Kamoicha said it's choshuv. We accept it because we grew up as Christians. So we grew up with, you know, love your fellow man like you love yourself. That's poshut. That's the biggest thing in the world. Who said? Why is that the biggest thing in the world?
Golden rule.
Why is that the golden rule? Why is that the golden path? Why is that everything? Because they have nothing else. We got 613 mitzvahs. We got klalim chiv. We got a ganze Torah. Yeah? Miyomash is a chikashuv. Rabbi Kiva comes along and says, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. Who told you that? The Christians? He wasn't affected by the golden rule. So what's going on here? Kol ha-Torah kula regel achas kluda b'mitzvah after Recha Kamoicha. That's what Hillel told the guy.
Kamoicha bein anam la'atzmoy.
What's the kamoicha? Bein anam la'atzmoy.
Ve'echa zeh kodesh baruch hu bein anam la'mokam.
Ve'echa zeh chaveecha bein anam la'chaveiroi. Every relationship you'll ever have, and the Torah is all about relationships, nothing else, is included in these three relationships that's in the pasuk after Recha Kamoicha. That's why the whole Torah is there.
Bein anam la'atzmoy,
which is all the chovos halavavos.
Bein anam la'chaveiroi.
And by none of the mokum. Is there anything outside of that? What's outside of those three relationships? Anything in your life that steps out of those three relationships? The subcategories. The relationship you have with money, the relationship you have with Torah, but those are subcategories. They all fall under the heading of one of these main categories. It's not a coincidence that it's shalosh, and these are the shleisha avos, because these three principles are the shleisha avos of kula teira kuloi. If it's a rain that came as kula teira kuloi, haklur of a mitzvah v'after recha kamoicha, tchila leinu das mi hua kamoicha. It's pashut that if you understand kula teira kuloi, that's included in this mitzvah v'after recha kamoicha, it has to start with a kamoicha. I can't love you like I love myself if I don't know how I love myself. The benchmark, yeah, of this mitzvah is the kamoicha. Is that clear? I can't start with you if I don't have me first, because I have to always evaluate my avos reecho against the kamoicha. If I don't have the kamoicha, I can't start. Im lo novin zeis heiti v'lo nuchel l'kayim es mitzvah after a kamoicha. If you don't know that well, you can't make a mitzvah after a kamoicha. And therefore you're far away from all the matters of the Torah included in this, which is called a Torah Kulay. You understand why Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim is so critical? Because without this you can't start. And where does Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim start? Shema Yisrael. Who am I? We have to do this. You can't get into Shabbos without knowing this. It's one of the most beautiful pieces of Torah you'll ever see. Maybe, I don't know, for me anyway. Reb Shimon Shkop was the Lamdan's Lamdan, the Litvisher Rosh Yeshiva in Grodno, Shmuel Rodovsky's Rebbe, and many other Gedoli Israel with Talmidim of Shimon Shkop, and Mamash the Lamdan's Lamdan. Breaking your head over Reb Shimon Shkop is the most, I mean, it's just luftik, as they say. He's very, very ethereal in his thinking. And the Litvish Lamdan, but in the Hagdama to his Sefer Shari Yoshe, which is one of the most Lomdish Sefer you'll find, dealing with all Dinis Sveikas, has Hagdama there that could have been written by Hasidish Rebbe. Moidika piece that Kedah to look at. I've often spoke about learning it here just as a one of our, maybe when you finish this, remind me, we'll just learn the Hagdama there. But anyway, let's see a little piece of Reb Shimon Shkop. Now, there's a Gemara in Baba Metzia that tells us the following story. Two people went trotting off into the desert. One was well prepared, and he took a jug of water with, because you go into the desert, there's no water. His friend was a bit of a butler, and he forgot to take his jug of water. Now they're sitting in a certain point in the desert, and the following situation arises. If I, the guy who took the water, drinks all the water, I can get back to civilization and I survive, but he dies. If I give him the water, he lives and I die. If we share the water, we both die. What do you do? How's that for a shala? You know, you have to pask it. Kanema haklala godl. Comes along Rabbi Akiva, I can't remember who the other Baldeo was, it says that you both drink and you take your chances. Achebo Rabbi Akiva, v'aymrim, what did he say? Two words? Chayecha koidmim. Klal alilmen meposuk v'chayachicho. It says v'chayachicho, v'lo. Chayachicho imcho. Live with your friend together, but not die with your friend together. One second. Klal gadol limud otanu Rabbi Akiva after Recha Kamoicha. One second. After Recha Kamoicha and Chayecha Koidmim. It's a stira. I It's not a steerer. You're not allowed to mamayit the importance of the kamaycho. First you have to organize and take care of the kamaycho. That's what he's telling you. Your life comes first, because if your life comes first, you can't start for after a recho. Loving yourself and knowing yourself, would have to be knowing yourself and loving yourself. The kamaycho, that's a doma to call it Torah kulo. Now we have to understand, what is this Avas Atzmi? Avas Gufo Hiachen Eben Negev. Loving ourselves in the physical sense of loving ourselves, it's disgusting. Ulam Avas Ha'animis Nishmosoi. When he understands his spiritual dimension, when he understands the Chelok Elokam Imal, who have Pina La Aliyos Ha'ruchnes. That's the cornerstone of a person's whole spiritual growth. Let's Hashem will do that. Perek Beis is mi ani neto. This is Rav Shimon Shkopi's Moyudin. Rabbi Kiva tells you after Rechak Moichel. And then he comes along and says, Chayecha Koidmi, your body's going to die. But what happens? I also want to live. I have to love him like I love myself. And I want to live. How can I kill him in order to love me? So the whole thing doesn't stop. The Yitzhak Isaac Shur used to say that the greatest chesed a Jew can do for Klal Yisrael is what? What's the greatest chesed a Jew can do for Klal Yisrael?
Have a kid.
Make yourself into a mensch. Make something out of your life. Do something with yourself. That's the greatest chesed you can do for Klal Yisrael.
I thought it was a fundraising coach.
Huh?
I thought it was going to be a fundraising coach.
What?
Give to the yeshiva.
Is anybody here that I need to bring me some people that I can fundraise from and I'll fundraise? I've been in the business long enough to know, you know, who you can...
Can't squeeze water out of a rock.
Ishtadlis means proper ishtadlis. You've got to knock on the right door. You know, you've got to know where to start. I know I'm dealing with you.
Be a mensch. Okay.
Let any money, you wouldn't be sitting here. You'd be at work. You know, after the Lehman's crash and whatever, suddenly, you know, you could find a 9 o'clock minion in Flatbush. Guys, we're learning. You know, you go there, but it's 11 o'clock in the morning. Guys, we're learning. Before Lehman's, you couldn't find a minion in Flatbush after 6 o'clock in the morning. The doors were locked. I'm not joking, it was Mamash Kazeh. Mamash Kazeh. The Bat Midrashim were full in the morning. People didn't have anything to work. Not people that demand, literally didn't have work. Now understand this different here. You guys are all working in the afternoon and making lots of money and Hashem supporting the yeshiva.
Who said that? Was there a relation to Rav Sher?
Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Shur, I have not been able to find a connection to him yet. I'd love to. And I've married off 3 daughters without it, but it would certainly help. It would certainly help.
That's good. The Rav didn't say anything. He felt just assumed.
No, the frightening thing is he looks so much like my grandfather. Yeah, the pictures. But we have a Masori that we live him, and he is not a Levi. That doesn't mean anything. I have no way of finding out. I don't know.
Well, that's telling if you look just like grandfather.
Not necessarily. I mean, a lot of Yidden that look like each other, you know, whatever, different ages, whatever. I don't know.